You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We've talked about Pokemon, Post Malone, Russell Wilson, Hootie and the Blowfish, Tiger, Barbecue. I think that's it over the first 2 hours. What's next? Well, in the final hour, somebody's joining us to pay up on a shower of shame. I don't know if our guest knows that the reason why we're having him on is he has to pay up on a shower of shame because Carson Wentz got traded. We'll have that for you coming up. Final hour, phone calls, welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Spent a lot of time talking about Russell Wilson in the first hour. I don't think he'll be traded, but I do think that if I'm Seattle, I probably have a conversation with him to say, are you all in on what we're doing here? And if not, then we will at least explore options here. But I think Seattle is still made to win now. Pete Carroll is 70 years of age. That's important to factor in as well. And are you going to be a passing team like most teams are? Or are you going to try to be balanced? Or are you still going to be a running team and play defense? I think you got to kind of figure out who you are and have the Seahawks evolved with everybody else in the NFL. You know, they don't have a running back the way the Titans do. They don't have a running quarterback the way the Ravens do. Who are you offensively? And I don't know if you can answer that, because what we saw in the first half of the season is not the same team and same offense we saw in the second half of the season. But if Russ wants to go to one of these four teams, if he's traded, he's already got that list there. And I was told earlier in the show that he's had that list, and the Seahawks were aware of that list when he signed his contract extension. But I don't know what is happening today. In the building, that's what I want to know. I'd love to know what that's like. Hey, Russ, want to stop by? Sure. What are we going to talk about? What's the GM John Schneider doing today? What's Pete Carroll doing today? Is this an opportunity? Now, you've got a GM you just extended. I don't know how long Pete Carroll's contract is. But if I'm Seattle, I explore the possibility of moving on from Russell Wilson. Because he's going to be 33 this season. This is a guy who's getting sacked at least 40 times in each of the last eight seasons, at least 40 times. The future is now, but if you're Seattle, do you start to look down the road and go, can we get somebody? Can we get a Band-Aid quarterback? Can we get some draft picks in here? Because I still think that this was a team that was seriously looking at Josh Allen a couple of years ago. All right, McLovin, update the poll results if you can, please.
Where will Russell Wilson be next year? Seattle is leading, and then the Saints.
All right. Well, I understand the Saints. If I'm Sean Payton and all of a sudden Drew Brees, you know, goes into TV and we got an opportunity to upgrade, you know, Russell Wilson is an upgrade for every one of these teams. Chicago Bears. If I'm the Bears, I rent a plane. And, you know, I write in the sky, you know, the Bears love Russ, and go to Seattle and do it. Go over his house. You know, fly over his house and just say the Bears love Russell Wilson. Russ would go to Chicago and without throwing a pass would be the greatest quarterback in Bears history. Just the fact that he considered the Bears is one of the great moments in Bears quarterbacking history. Not that he goes there, because you have Jim McMahon winning a Super Bowl. And that's about it. Unless you go back to Sid Luckman. Yeah, McLovin.
Who's that kid who filled in for Jay Cutler when Jay Cutler didn't want to go into the game? That was a high moment.
Caleb Haney?
Yeah, that was good for a quarter.
Okay, so one of your greatest moments is when a guy who's a backup that nobody has heard of since or before that goes in and replaces Jay Cutler. That's one of your great moments?
It's slim pickings.
You got Eric Kramer you can throw in there. Jay Cutler. They haven't had anybody throw 30 touchdowns in a season, I don't think. They haven't had a quarterback throw for 4,000 yards in a season. The famous line was, the Chicago Bears where wide receivers go to die. Yes, Paulie.
You're correct on those stats. It's 2021, and the Bears have still not had a 4,000-yard passer. You said yesterday that 4,000 is kind of the benchmark for any starter. Their best passing season, touchdown, they've only had three seasons where a quarterback threw more than 25 touchdowns in a season. Eric Kramer and Jay Cutler twice. Their best year ever for a quarterback yardage-wise is Eric Kramer, 3,800 yards.
And this all started when Russ came on our show, and then I think that alone was, you know, got people's attention. But when I had a source who contacted me after the interview and said, hey, just so you know, this relationship with the Seahawks in its current form is not sustainable. That's when it took on a life of its own, because then all of a sudden that interview turned the NFL on its ear, because people then wondered if Russ is available. And they've had more than 10 teams inquire about Russell Wilson. I don't know if they're returning calls. You know, the Texans aren't even returning calls. I think the report I saw, Tom Pelissero said that teams are leaving voice messages. Hey, it's Jimmy Lipper from Carolina. We're interested in Deshaun. You know, we'll give you call us back. I still don't understand the Texans' strategy, because at some point these teams have to move on and go, we can't get him. He's not available. What are we going to do in the draft? Or is there a free agent, or is another quarterback available? I would just open it up. I'd just open it up just like Detroit did and say, give me your best offer for Deshaun Watson. Yeah, Paul.
Okay, here's a deep theory on the Texans. Right. What do the Texans think to themselves? Okay, we're not going to trade Deshaun Watson, and he may sit out next year. If he sits out next year, we're terrible. We're an awful team. J.J. Watt's gone, the wide receiver's gone, and we may have a top three or four pick in the draft, and then we trade Deshaun Watson. Mm. Could they think that deeply, that far down the road? Because they've been told he would not show up next year, basically. That's what all the reports say.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to understand a team that is, well, the whole franchise has been a state of confusion here, even though they have won. I think through it all, now we never view them as a true playoff team. They get into the playoffs, but it's usually that Saturday noon game where nobody's watching. It's like a play-in game for the playoffs when the Texans are involved. You know, it's like, oh, it's a nice little story. Well, somebody had to win the AFC South. All right, it's the Texans there. They've had success, but this to me is a rebuild with the Texans. But you have a coach who's 65. He didn't come in for a rebuild. I mean, he's happy to have his first head coaching job, but David Culley was probably coming in going, part of the reason why we're bringing you in is to keep Deshaun Watson. So I don't know what's going to happen with the Texans, but If you know he doesn't want to stay there, do you want it to be ugly? It hangs over the team. It hangs over the franchise. You know the media focuses on the Texans, the negative things. Yeah, McLovin.
I'm just picturing an alternative where they can convince him to go to New York and Zach Wilson is the Texans quarterback. Like, how would that, what's that picture look like?
I don't know if he wants to go to the Jets because he doesn't want to go to a rebuild.
Yeah, say they convince him, say, like, this is the best we're going to do. I know you want to get out of here. Go to New York or...
I would say no.
How about Miami, and then Houston has Justin Fields or Trey Lance or... I'm asking, can Houston... Is there any... If you're Houston, would you want to build around a rookie?
If I'm Houston?
Yeah, if you're Houston, I'm saying Houston, from a Houston standpoint.
Oh, well, yes.
Yeah. So why don't they just say, listen, Deshaun, we'll get you to another team, but we need like a Zach Wilson in return.
Well, if you trade him to the Dolphins, you can get Tua and you can get the third pick overall, and you could parlay that into... Now, I'm not sold on Tua as a franchise quarterback. I mean, I got to see a little bit more. But you could get Devontae Smith. You could even trade that pick and get a little bit more. But at some point, you know, there's diminishing returns, and that's where the Texans have to look at this as a business and say, yeah, I know, I'm going to be the GM who traded away Deshaun Watson. Okay, you could also be the GM who said, oh, I held on to him too long. I think at some point you have to go, let's do what's best for us. And then hopefully Deshaun Watson says, okay, I'll go to that team. Yeah, McLovin.
Is it Nick Caserio, their new GM? Isn't he the one who watched Tom Brady walk out of the building? Maybe he's scarred from that in New England. I don't know. Like, that's the other thing. Do you know anything about, have you heard reputation-wise about what Nick Caserio is all about?
All I know is the Texans keep trying to be the Patriots of the South, and it doesn't go well. We're going to hire one of their coaches. We're going to hire another one of their coaches. We're going to hire their GM. You should have hired Brady. Maybe that would have helped. But we're going to look back the 2021 offseason and think, that was crazy. Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, keeping the media busy. And we're here at the end of February. What's going to happen after the combine, getting ready for the draft, after the draft? And so, I mean, change is happening so fast in the NFL. And at that position, the quarterbacking position. But I go back to Tom Brady empowered other quarterbacks in the league. If you have the ability, you have the leverage, you have the clout, take advantage of it. That's what Brady was able to do. DP Show newsletter available daily at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. Sign up, danpatrick.com. The Players Championship PGA Tour's very best. That will be at TPC Sawgrass, and that'll be coming up March 13th and 14th on NBC. A couple of phone calls in here. Lucas in Texas has been holding. Hi, Luke. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Hey, I wanted to follow up a little bit with this very important topic of barbecue. Oh. You had this... Yeah, the so-called analyst on a day or two ago, Mr. Wrong, I believe. And just so you know where I'm coming from, ever since I was two, my dad's run a little barbecue store in East Texas, so I've grown up with this stuff.
Okay.
I want to use your own logic against you from earlier this week. When you guys were discussing restaurants, one of the things you said was the wider a menu of a place, you know, the more you'd probably say, like, well, they're probably not doing a lot of stuff very good overall. Well, a quick Google search will show you that the thing that Kansas City is known for is its, quote, wide array of meats and sauces. So I'll let you make the inference from there. And I'll just, I want to say my dad, he could always put it well. He said, son, you can always cover up crappy barbecue with a cheap sauce. So let me just say, Texas barbecue is so good that Fritzy will skip Panda Express and go get that. It's so cool.
Wow. Wow.
It's so cool.
Lucas, what's the name of your dad's place?
He opened up a place called Bodacious Barbecue and then turned it into All-Star Barbecue, which covered floor to ceiling with Houston Astros gear.
Oh, cool. All right. Is he still running it?
He is. He's at work right now. So I think he's trying to listen in because I said, hey, they're talking the Holy of Holies on DP today.
Yes, Paulie.
All-Star Barbecue, South Dickinson Street in Rusk, Texas, Dan. There's Astros gear all over the place.
All right.
Rusk, Texas.
Hell yeah.
All right.
And let me just say, I'll finish it out. Not only would Fritzy love it, it's so cool that McLovin would wear the hat. It's so new age that Seton could compare tasks with the Pitmasters. And it's so advanced and scientific that it would actually make Paulie want to attend and stay and pay attention to college. That's how good Texas barbecue is.
All right. Well, thank you, Lucas. Good luck to your dad down there. I don't have any, you know, stake in the game.
I see what you did.
I'm just, thank you, Todd.
He's got us all covered there. He's got the stuff for all our personalities and qualities and the Astro stuff, everything.
Thank you, Todd.
Welcome.
So you don't have a beef with any of these takes?
No, I know. No, but it's a saucy topic.
slow burn.
Are you ribbing me?
Nick Wright feeling a burnt end right now.
Oh, nice. Ouch. Yeah. I did hear from a couple people, Santa Maria, California, tri-tips over an open fire with like oak. There's oak involved in it or something. But I had people who were commenting on Nick Wright. Nick Wright fired people up yesterday. And it was, you know, a throwaway line that Texas barbecue. Nick Wright's legacy is Texas barbecue is fraudulent. Yes.
I love that. It was great because it was like he had to get it off his chest. He was like, oh, by the way, I just got to say this too. Okay, about Houston barbecue.
Yes, McLovin.
Was that to distract us from his Chiefs guarantee Super Bowl win? Because
yeah.
I thought that was his legacy.
Yeah. Well, he paid the price. You know, he got embarrassed, but he did join us Not on that Monday after the Super Bowl. It was a Tuesday because he couldn't join us Monday.
He got embarrassed.
Yeah, he did. We embarrassed him.
But he's on that jazz bandwagon with me. He made me feel so good about
he's
my jazz.
He's anti-jazz. Yeah, he's anti-jazz.
He's very anti-jazz. Way more than even me.
Sam in St. Louis. Hi, Sam. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Dan, I just wanted to say Nick Wright is completely off. St. Louis actually has the best barbecue in the state of Missouri. Mm. And then also, shout out McLovin. His guy, Chase Daniel, making the ESPN list. People forget he got Mizzou to number one in the country back in the day. So,
All right.
Want to give him a shout out.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Sam. Yeah, McLovin.
And Chase Daniel has got to be the highest paid non-playing quarterback in history.
He's probably going to make more money as a backup, like millions per completion. Like, he might be up there on the all-time list, I'm going to guess. I have the latest odds on Russell Wilson and the team he'll play for this year. By far and away, it's Seattle. Then the Raiders, Broncos, Cowboys, Bears, Saints, Washington football team, Dolphins, Niners, Jets, Jaguars. Yeah, I think mission accomplished. He got the media talking about it, putting a focus on what's going on with the Seahawks. And it kind of feels like this wasn't a little nudge. I mean, Aaron Rodgers gave a little nudge. This is one of those where somebody's asleep and you go in and you turn on the light and then you turn up the radio real loud. And then you're like, what? Aaron seems to nudge all the time. Like a little subtle elbow to the ribs there. That's what it felt like. This is a little bit different. And the analogy I used from the first hour, I still think it's apropos. If you said to your wife, hey, I want you to stay. I do. But if you leave, I got four other women that I'd like to date. Just let me know how that goes. If you bring that up to your wife,
you don't give a list though. They gave lists.
I know.
Gave names.
I would give names.
Oh,
well, that's what Russ and his agent did.
There's a whole segment right there.
No, I want to stay.
Yeah,
I want to stay.
I do want to stay.
But if I'm going to leave, it's going to be to one of these four places.
Yes. Like who
Honey.
Wouldn't want to stay with you forever? but if I don't, then I have four other women that I would like to see. All right, we'll take a break. He lost a shower of shame bet. I don't think he knows that this is why he's being asked to be on the show.
I did not say a word in our communication.
All right. Well, Andrew Brandt is going to join us. And he's former front office executive with the Packers, been around the league a long time. He said Carson Wentz absolutely positively could not be traded due to the dead cap money or salary cap, whatever it was. He also said Deshaun Watson would not be traded, and we'll bring back his words on this show a couple of weeks ago, and there is a shower of shame attached to this. That's coming up next. We have the Traegers fired up. This is the last day for Alan, our IT guy and our chef, as he has, people sought him out for his work as an IT guy, and he got a great job, and this is his last day. So bittersweet. We know that he's going to make something great today. But Alan, after 14 years, this will be his last day. We'll take a break, and we'll come back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Simply Safe Home Security, they've been with us. They've been with us as long as Alan has. And Simply Safe is there for you, night and day, 24/7. And if you have 30 free minutes, you don't have to worry about a break-in in your home again because you set it up. It's quick and easy. It's a security system from Simply Safe. They will customize this for your home. But you order it, comes to your door, nobody's coming in, no technician, no electrician, and you're going to be able to do it in about 30 minutes or less. Fritzy could do it, believe it or not. Simply Safe, small, easy, step-by-step process. And it's going to make you feel safe at home. Plus, you're going to have the professional monitoring there as well. Something comes up, they're going to send the police, EMT if they need to. But go to simplysafedan.com today. Customize your system. Get a free security camera. 60-day risk-free trial. Nothing to lose. Simplysafedan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
I'd love to end the show right now. I just went out there. What we're cooking on the Traeger. Got those tomahawk steaks. So good. It's a meat Friday, and you can cook like we do. We give you the recipes. If you go danpatrick.com, the newsletter, we give you the recipe for every Friday, meat Friday. And you can cook with a Traeger wood pellet grill just like we do right now. Get free shipping when you enter the code Dan at checkout. Head to TraegerGrills.com/DP Show. Start shopping or checking out one at a dealer near you. He's Andrew Brandt, the Monday Morning Quarterback.com, former NFL executive. And it was a couple of weeks ago when Andrew Brandt joined us here on the program and had this to say. Okay, can you guarantee that Carson Wentz and Deshaun Watson will not be traded? You got to put something up here, Andrew.
Yeah.
You guarantee something?
Yeah, I'm going to guarantee it.
Okay. What are you willing to put up?
Say again?
What are you willing to put up?
I'll come back on your program and gain the wrath of all the haters saying, Brandt, you were wrong. I mean, I don't.
How about a liquid cheese bath? Because you used to be with the Packers. Would you do a liquid, a shower of cheese on the show? Wisconsin cheese.
Yeah.
You'll do it?
I wear that helmet behind me.
You can wear the helmet, but you would do a shower of cheese. Would you do that?
I will. If they're not on their teams, I will do that. I will do that, Dan.
Okay. All right. Andrew Brandt joining us. Hey, Did you know that I was going to play that? That's why I was having you back on today.
You know, I'm a lawyer, too, among my titles, and I'm going to use my legal training here. There was an and in there, right? So we're only one for two right now. So the and includes Deshaun Watson. So I'm not ready for that shower yet, but I'll continue to double down and say it. Listen, the Wentz thing, I am shocked still. Not only that they took on the $34 million in dead money, that they did it for a return of investment that just seems marginal for someone they put in multiple number one picks and $80 million and gave him the keys to the franchise and let Foles go. I mean, it's just amazing that happened. I underestimated, Dan, the breach of trust between the Eagles front office and Carson Wentz that could not be repaired. So I guess I'm halfway towards that cheese shower, but you know my legal training. There was an and in there, not an or.
I know, using semantics, and I did hear that, you know, that the lawyer in the room, McLovin, well, he wasn't a lawyer.
Paralegal.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's almost a lawyer, right?
It's para. Yeah, you're getting there.
All right, so looking back on that deal, Did the Colts win that deal?
Yes. In a word, yes. I mean, listen, the way we look at future draft picks in the NFL, at least from my time with the Packers, was you look a year out, that's a round lower. So basically, they got Carson Wentz for two-thirds. That's the present value of the deal is two-thirds. Now, that second one can go up based on performance. But you talk about Carson Wentz for two-thirds. Now, again, it depends what you think of the player. If you think he's broken, sure. I mean, maybe the Eagles got a decent deal. But look at what the Eagles are taking on, a historic amount of dead money, you know, for a third-round pick and hopefully a second or first next year. I mean, it, yeah, the Colts won that deal.
And now you have a situation with Russell Wilson and one with Deshaun Watson. So let me start with Deshaun Watson, because you don't think he's going to be traded. Do you still think he won't be traded, given the acrimony that's going on with the front office and that he told his new head coach that he didn't want to be there?
Yeah, I mean, listen, what did I just say about Wentz? I underestimated the emotional trauma between the two sides. And I'm still going to hold firm on Watson, but we may be having a different discussion. Now, here's a hedge. We may be having a different discussion in September, because I look at it from a leverage point of view. What is Deshaun Watson's leverage? He has none. You know, what are you going to do, miss Zoom meetings for the next 4 months? That's really no leverage. Now you could say, well, the Texans got to do it before the draft to get draft capital. And I keep coming back to, who cares about draft capital if you have Deshaun Watson? You know, right? I'm not taking four number ones for that. Doesn't help me. You know, when we talk about Deshaun or Russell Wilson, you're not getting the same player from all the packages that are being offered.
Wait, you wouldn't take four first round picks for Deshaun Watson?
I mean, if you can guarantee that team's going to be in the top 10 every year. No.
Like Carolina. No. Carolina is in a rebuild. If Carolina said, we'll give you three number ones in Christian McCaffrey.
No.
What would it take to get Russell Wilson, in your opinion?
Well, let me tell you what it would take to get Deshaun Watson or Russell Wilson. Okay. Give me your quarterback. Give me your number ones, couple. And let me look at that roster and pick off your top offensive young rookie contract player and your top defensive young rookie contract player. proven. I don't want picks.
Yeah.
You know, and again, so what I'm saying is stupid deals, right? Stupid deals. Not Carson Wentz and the Colts, not Jared Goff, stupid deals. And listen, Deshaun Watson is telling David Coley, I'm not going to play for you. But again, I keep going back to, okay, what his leverage is to do what Jalen Ramsey did a couple years ago in Jacksonville, get there and be a pain in the butt. You know, that's really the leverage to get to be not a holdout, because holdout, you're going to get all that financial penalties from the CBA. You're going to screw yourself financially. Hold in. You know, that's the new leverage for players. Hold in, but that doesn't happen until August.
What do you make of Russell Wilson's agent saying that there's four teams? Hey, we want to stay, but just in case, there are four teams that he would waive his no trade to. So what is the game plan here with Russell Wilson?
You know, when I heard him on your show, on this show, I was shocked, Dan, because you know as well as I do, Russell is bland, corporate, unrevealing, go Hawks. You know, that was a massive change when I heard him on this program. Massive. So something's up. And basically, what I'm gathering is some of it's Brady envy. You know, look what he got. But he took 20 years for Tom to get that. And some of it is just frustration that he doesn't have more of a role. This one's different, Dan, because I'm not sitting here steadfast like I was with Wentz and M with Watson, because we haven't heard from the Seahawks. You know, we haven't heard from the Seahawks, and there's a lot of leakage going on. Mm-hmm. They weren't happy with some of the things he did. He's not happy with some of the things. They're not coming out and saying, no way, no how, no way in God's green earth we're trading Russell Wilson. So what I think his agent put out there was, hey, we see your leaks, you know.
And we raise your leaks.
We're not asking for a trade. That was the message. Okay, don't blame us. But if he's traded, this is where he wants to go. So my message from that was, hey, don't take calls from the Jets. You know, don't take calls from the Panthers, because it's not happening. But if you get calls from the Bears and Raiders and Saints, okay. You know, so I don't, you know, I'm not as steadfast. I don't think he'll be traded, because I don't think the package will match the value. But clearly there's a rift between it, whether it's Pete Carroll or John Schneider or both and Russell's camp about where this is going.
But I've always thought that they don't know their offensive identity. it feels like their identity changes. Now, Bill Belichick famously can change his identity from one quarter to the next or one week to the next. But it's Bill Belichick who's doing this. I always tune into a Seahawks game, and it's like a crooked score going into the fourth quarter. It's like, you know, 13-9, and they're losing. And then it feels like Pete Carroll goes, running game didn't work. Hey, Russ, go out there and win the game for us. They let him cook in the first half of the season, but then the second half of the season all fell apart. I just don't know as they move forward. Is this just about offensive line protection? Because I'm not sure what Russ wants in this say-so in the organization. So how do you placate him? Because Pete Carroll's 70, Andrew. He's not there for a rebuild.
Yeah, I know. Listen, I'm same with you. When I watch the Seahawks, it looks like, okay, Russ, bail us out. And now they had Darrell Bevell back in the day, you know, the Super Bowl. They had Brian Schottenheimer this year. And I thought maybe there was some friction there, but Brian Schottenheimer's gone. So they have a new offensive coordinator that supposedly Russ, you know, seems to get along with. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, I don't see it either. But listen, I worked 7 years with John Schneider. John is an aggressive GM, you know, from Percy Harvin to Jamal Adams. He's an aggressive GM, but usually he's the aggressor on the intake, right? The Percy Harvins, the Jamal Adams. He's not the aggressor on the outtake. So to take a bunch of picks or whatever it is for Russell Wilson. So that's why it just doesn't sit well. But I think the Seahawks are frustrated with Russell and vice versa. Whether that results in a trade, I think that's a big leap.
But if you're the Seahawks, do you call the Cowboys? Do you call the Saints? Do you call the Bears? Do you call the Raiders?
Yeah, I guess you do, just to see if, like, I talk about if there's something stupid out there. I don't know what they think of Dak Prescott. I mean, people, you know, sort of put these things together, you know, whether he would fit with them and whether – I don't think the Cowboys want to move on from Prescott. I think that's going to be another tag, frankly.
You don't think Jerry Jones – you know how Jerry is. He loves shiny new objects. And yeah, is this leverage with Dak Prescott to go, you know what, let's look at Russell Wilson? I don't know.
A quick minute on Dak. I think he's in great shape despite the injury. He's got three choices: franchise tag, $38 million, do a deal that he likes, or be set free in the market, which the Cowboys won't happen, which would make even more than anyone. So Dak's in great spot right now, financially.
We have an iTeam investigation. Hold on, Andrew.
iTeam investigation.
The motto of our news team is
fast and wrong is still fast.
Let's go to the newsroom. Paulie?
Dan, Andrew Brandt, lawyer, air quotes, said that by the use of the word "and" with Carson Wentz and Deshaun Watson, he is on hold with the cheese flume bet.
Okay.
We have further audio to illuminate details of this situation.
Okay.
Here we have it.
Okay. I'll do the cheese if either one of these guys is not traded.
Okay. If one of them's traded,
then you're going to be a true cheesehead.
And you are as well.
Yes, I will. Oh, my God. Andrew.
There's new evidence out there.
You said if either one gets oh, my God. This is a bombshell.
So wait a minute. There was an "and" earlier in the conversation.
Yes, but then you went further because I, of course, being Johnny Cochran, put you on the spot, and I started to twist the screws a little bit here.
Okay, but Judge Ito, we need a ruling here because we have conflicting evidence.
McLovin, would you be the judge as a former paralegal?
I think that's not a partial.
Does Andrew owe us a cheese shower of shame? Yes, Seton.
Well, I was going to say, isn't there some kind of rule about new evidence has to be submitted to both sides before entered into some type of...
You've been watching too many damn shows.
Yeah, Law and Order. They're like, it's depraved indifference. You can't just put this in here.
Yes, McLovin.
I mean, if the "and" doesn't fit, you must acquit.
There will be lawyers. Listen, I think next time, Dan, we'll bring on an impartial third, not one of your guys, an impartial third legal eagle to rule on my situation. But let's see what happens with Watson too.
If Watson's traded, then we don't need a legal expert to come on.
Correct.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit stunned by the new evidence. I need time to consult with my client.
Yeah, you're like Jack Nicholson and, Tom Cruise, a code red. Did you order the code red? Yes, McLaughlin.
Are you going to offer him a plea deal of some sort?
Do you want a plea deal?
Dan, you can't handle the truth.
I can handle the truth. Do you want a plea deal?
Well, we can negotiate something. We can figure something out if there's a plea. If we can double down on Watson, and you give me a pass on this deal, and then we double down if it happens.
I'd have to see you in the judge's chambers to talk about this.
Okay.
Let's get Mariska Hargitay from.
Why don't we just get Judge Judy? You imagine we get Judge Judy on and she hears that. You know what? I'm going to see if Judge Judy will join us one day. How's that?
That would be great.
Would you trust Judge Judy?
Yes, I would trust her ruling. I would submit to her ruling on this issue.
Fritzy, see if Judge Judy will join us.
On the case.
And if not, we'll find another judge. But, somebody that Andrew will approve of, okay? Andrew, I hope I didn't ruin your weekend, but...
all good.
Okay. great to talk to you again. Thank you, bud.
Okay, we'll check in soon. Thanks,
Dan.
All
right. That's Andrew Brandt, the Monday Morning Quarterback columnist, Businesses Sports Podcast, former ESPN legal and business analyst. All right, we'll take a break. If you're watching on Peacock, Feast of Resistance is what I call it. The Traeger girls are all fired up, and we'll show you what's in store for lunch coming up. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. Another great week turned in by the guys, not only those on camera behind the microphones, but behind the scenes, including Alan Guzzi. After 14 years, his final show. We dedicate this to all of his great work. Once again, if you're curious about the recipe for Meat Friday, that'll be on the newsletter, danpatrick.com. Sign up. And also a recap of the show every single day. But we say goodbye to Alan, who's done a wonderful job. 14 years as our IT guy and also chef and a family friend to all of us here. Got an opportunity that he couldn't pass up. And we wish him well. Final results of the poll question, McLovin.
Where is Russell Wilson going to be next year? Seattle, then the Saints, and then actually the Raiders third.
All right. This day in sports history, Paulie.
Dan, this is a good one. Now, you got to go back 9 years ago. The very famous bowler, Pete Weber. He's very demonstrative.
Yeah.
Everyone knows Pete Weber.
Yeah.
He was in a match against a guy, and he needed a strike on his last ball or he lost. It was win or lose with a strike. And afterwards, he uttered the words, "Who do you think you are?" And then he yelled, "I am," with his wife crying in the background. Here is the audio.
Strike to claim it. A strike to claim it. And he got it!
It's like he's speaking in tongues, almost.
Who do you think you are? I am.
You know what's underappreciated about the clip, too? Because "Who do you think you are? I am" is great. But him going, "That's right, I did it!" is hilarious. Because the person that he just beat is sitting right next to him. "That's right, I did it!"
He's wearing khaki pants.
Bowling trash talk. You gotta love it.
I know, but I like it.
"Who do you think you are? I am." God, the levels of brilliance to this is just...
That's great. That's great. By the way, the 12:15 Club podcast with the boys is back, and it's available shortly after the show. So, Mario, the big German, Dylan the graphics guy, Marv, they recap the week behind the scenes. And they're going to be joined by Alan, the IT guy. Alan will join them on the show. So, that's the 12:15 podcast coming up with the guys in back. Let me see. So we got final results poll question. We got all of that. Let me get to George in Ohio. Hi, George. What's on your mind? Hey, George.
The I don't know how to follow that, the Pete Weber. I sometimes don't even know who I am. You know, I'm old, and I still say, "Who are? What am I? What am I doing? Who am I?" But quick comment on the top 60. I like Baker Mayfield, but number one, no, I wouldn't do that. He's not even the top in the pros, let alone in college. But I hope there's some Ohio State quarterbacks on that list. Have a good weekend, fellas.
All right. Thank you, George. Are there
Fields is on there. I've got to see if Haskins is on there. Fields is like 30.
I had a conversation yesterday about Justin Fields. Just Justin Fields. And it had to do with this, how good is he? My source said, I think people are overthinking Justin Fields. He has talent, mobility. He's tough. We saw that in the Clemson game. And my source said, you know, Dwayne Haskins might be hurting Justin Fields because Ohio State has a lot of talent. They're the class of the Big Ten. Sometimes they make it look too easy. But the Clemson game and how tough Justin Fields was, that's really important to my source, who's a scout. He just said, I think some of these guys are overthinking Justin Fields, and that's why he's dropping. Because it feels like you got Zach Wilson, even Trey Lance, Mac Jones. It feels like they're moving up and Justin Fields moving down. Yeah, Paul.
If you go back to the coverage of the 05 draft and Aaron Rodgers falls, a lot of the talk was Kyle Bowler 2 years earlier, the Ravens took him and he's not working out. And it was almost like it was a cloud over Aaron Rodgers. It had nothing to do with him.
Yeah, because they played at Cal with Jeff Tedford. Yeah. McLovin.
By the way, Troy Smith of Ohio State was 31 on the list, one of our favorites.
Okay.
But actually, I didn't see Haskins or JT Barrett or Cardale Jones on this list.
But it's the top 60 quarterbacks since 2000.
Yeah.
And it feels like you get extra credit if you played more than 1 year at a very high level.
A little bit, yes. He tried to weigh that in. There's also, it seems like there's a Big 12 bias. I have to be honest. Like, he has this Kansas quarterback. Todd Reesing is on there. There's a lot of Graham Harrell's on here. Mahomes is on there. A lot of Big 12. But anybody could throw in the Big 12. That's sort of why I bring it up.
No, but I've forgotten about this. I'm not getting upset about it. You know, I hate lists. I'm not even going to worry about it this weekend. By the way, here's a stat for you. The guy who's had his shot blocked the most times this year is an all-star. One of the more athletic players in the game. Zion Williamson has had his shot blocked 63 times this year, most in the NBA. He has 66 dunks, seventh most in the NBA. Go around the room, what we learned. Todd, what'd you learn?
Ian Rappaport guarantees Drew Brees is retiring mainly because he knows Drew Brees is retiring.
McLovin.
Daniel Vaughn, a little bit of a BBQ snob, Texas style.
Seton O'Connor.
Don't mess with Texas BBQ.
Yes. Paulie?
Alan got to put on a gun show before he left.
What we learned brought to you by Mercedes-Benz vans. They go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales, service, and financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans, built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile. Take the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Thanks for joining us. It's a pleasure to serve you every day. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday. Dan Patrick Show. One more item as we close out the show on this Friday. Our friends from LifeLock here to remind you that cyber criminals are taking advantage of the COVID-19 vaccine rollout with schemes to deceive the public. Some of the common scams include websites selling fake vaccines, fraudulent phishing emails, fake online ads, text messages that push malware to your devices. So you have to understand how cybercrime, cyber criminals work. Identity theft affects our lives every day. We put so much information out there. Who is watching it? Who's your lifeguard? Well, it's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they will send you an alert. They have a restoration specialist to help you if you become a victim. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. Keep what is yours with LifeLock identity theft protection. You save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code Patrick. 1-800-LIFELOCK. LifeLock.com. Promo code Patrick for up to 25% off.